please, ladies. 0500 288 291. Give us a call. If you're driving home, come on, ladies. Or driving somewhere. Doesn't care, don't care what you're driving. Even a flying saucer. Not bothered. If you're on the move, we want you to call us now. 0500 288 291. Just come and say hello. Tell us where you are, where you're going, what your day's been like, if you like, and who you're going to see tonight, or what you're doing, what you're up to, or what's for tea. Don't really mind. I just want a picture painting of the UK. That's what that's about. Chris, don't worry about a bit of wobble, a bit extra, make sure you don't split when reaching for things on high shelves, says Gavin in Newcastle. Good point, Gav, thanks for pointing that out. Chris, don't fret over the wibbly wobbly. It's much more fun playing with a balloon than a brick, says Clodagh. And Chris, you want to wait till you brush your teeth without your top on and see what shakes then, says Luke. Well, Luke, I've already been through that experience, but it was just writing a note and the same thing happening that took me to a different level of whoa! So from chocolate to cheese. Oh, don't, let's not talk about food again. Switzerland is pretty good on exports. And then there's the yodeling, long regarded as a bit of a joke. It looks like this unique form of singing might be making a comeback after recent research showed that it's good for your health. Also, Leona Lewis's song Bleeding Love is basically a long, sexy, funky yodel, I think. And here to tell us more about the top yodeling, or art of yodeling, is Top Yodeler himself and owner of yodelcourse.com. Yodel online, folks. It's Norman Gwaltney. Hello, Norman.
How are you doing, Chris?
Norman, I'm great. I understand, whilst I've been rabbiting away on the air here, you've been warming up with your yodeling.
Absolutely. You can't go at it just without a warm-up, just like any singing.
All right, well, that's great. So can we have a demonstration, please, Norm?
Absolutely. I have to move the phone a little bit away because it's kind of loud. So
all
here
right.
We go.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, that was pretty impressive. It was worth the warm-up, that's for sure. So tell
you.
Us, you know, who taught you? Are there teachers around apart from yourself?
Not really, and that's kind of where the website came from. There's nobody really teaching yodeling out there, maybe for good reason, who knows. But I decided to take it on myself and created the website. I pretty much learned from listening to artists and picking up the music and wanting to do something a little bit kitschy and different. So,
what was it originally intended for, yodeling?
Yodeling communication. It really goes back in many, many different cultures, and using your voice was the only communication available. And obviously in the mountains, it was perfect because you can echo through the valleys and you can communicate a long way away. So it was pretty much ideal for that area.
So what defines a yodel? What is a yodel?
Really, breaking from your chest to your head voice, you know, anything that involves that break. And we know in a lot of rock tunes that break happens too. Yodeling is kind of repetitive. It doesn't really have a meaning, but it's using that break in your voice kind of controlled.
And other famous yodel tunes that, you know, the layman like myself wouldn't recognize, but you would know. So you say, oh, that's so-and-so doing his thingy over there.
Yeah, you know, it just depends on, you know, whether it's Western yodeling or Alpine. Alpine yodeling, I go right away to Franz Lang, and, you know, Appenzeller Yodeler is a very famous Swiss song that's a folk song that is pretty popular and recorded by a lot of different artists.
So the one you did just now, what kind of yodeling, what form of yodeling was that?
That was really a Swiss or a German kind of yodeling, Bavarian, Austrian, Franz Lang. That was kind of one of his riffs. You can call them riffs too, but...
Could you give us a different style of yodeling? Because this is amazing. I thought there was just the one.
You know, there's different forms and different forms. So the Swiss yodeling is more... They do a lot of the repetitive notes on one, repetitive notes with their tongue.
All right, that's great. So if people come to your website, how do you teach them to yodel?
In the Alpine style, pretty much. And so you would start off with kind of the consonants and vowels, and then you would break your voice, and start off really slow like that and work into different patterns to get started.
And when somebody plays a brass instrument, the best ever, you know, they triple tongue, it's all about that. What's the technique? What's the advanced technique for yodeling? How do you know somebody's good?
I don't know, when the intonation, when the sound is good, because a lot of people can, you know, yodel fast, but the notes aren't all quite there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to listen for that, and then repetitive and clarity, basically.
Now, have you heard our hit star, our huge global star, Leona Lewis? Have you heard of her?
I've not.
Well, she's number one at the moment. She's going to be absolutely huge all over the world. She's brilliant. And she basically yodels all the way through her song. So, I mean, Whitney Houston, she used to yodel quite a lot, didn't she?
She would break her voice. I don't know that we call it yodeling, but, you know, she would break her voice a lot.
All right, okay. Now, listen, I understand that you play different yodels on your website, and it's like learning a language, you know. You hear something and then you repeat it. I've actually got some stuff off your website here. I wonder if you can do this. Okay, so I'm going to give you one of your tests. Here we go. Off you go. That's pretty good. Let's get a bit more advanced now. Here we go. Okay, let's get a bit more advanced. Here we are. Come on then, Gwen. All right, how confident are you feeling?
Not too bad.
Okay, well, let's go for the big one then. Here we are now. This is your final chance to... I mean, you've already impressed me, but let's see if you can take the biscuit.
Well, that's not quite fair, is it?
Come on!
Total.
Just have a go. Go on. All right, that's great. Norman, thanks so much for being here.
I've never been asked that before.
Well, you did really well. So your website is yodelcourse.com, yes?
Absolutely, and send me some email and I'll send you a certificate of yodelology.
Yodelology, I like that. Okay,
now, Chris, we haven't heard you yodel yet.
No, that's right.
Yodeling.